you please turn to the book of Hebrews. We're going to pick the eyes out of that again today. How about we pray first? Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come and have your word open to us. We can read it. We can hear it preached. And we can enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit as he illuminates us and convicts and encourages us. And Lord, we invite you to do that today, and that you will be amongst us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Something that most people have to, well, not most people, but the older you get, it's something that you at least have to face, is the loss of your hearing. Some people lose their hearing earlier than others, but the older you get, it tends to slip away from you, your hearing. There's only one thing worse than losing your hearing, and that is not realizing you are losing your hearing. And that seems to happen. You don't think anything's changing, but everyone else can notice that you're not hearing what you should have heard. And I know when I would visit my father when he was alive, the TV was ridiculously loud. Yet he thought it was perfect, all right? And we noticed how he would miss a lot of the conversations. But he didn't realize he was losing his hearing. In fact, when Mum and Dad were alive, they used to both accuse each other of mumbling. "You're mumbling, Edith. I can't hear you. Speak up." And she would say that he was mumbling, until they both realized they both needed hearing aids, and they both weren't hearing very well at all. And so instead of thinking that they had the problem, they thought someone else had the problem. And that's what I've noticed when a person's losing their hearing. They don't hear what's being said, or they think other people have the problem, or they only hear a little bit of what is said and they get a bit confused and they don't understand what's going on. And so losing your hearing, and I'd like to think that I'm not losing my hearing, but my family keeps saying I want the TV a little bit louder than I ought to, so maybe I am as well, but it can be a problem. Now there is a bigger problem than that though, and that is becoming dull of hearing spiritually. And when we turn to Hebrews, as we will in a minute, if you turn over to chapter 5 of Hebrews, we discover that you can also have the problem of being spiritually dull of hearing. And we see here that those that the writer was writing to had this problem with themselves. You know, the first four chapters, the writer explains how that Jesus is better than anything the Jewish people could love or cling to. He was better than the prophets and angels and Moses and Joshua and Abraham and Aaron and his priesthood. And then he goes on to say how Jesus is from a better priesthood, that is Melchizedek's priesthood. And then he wants to go on and show them all the wonderful things about Melchizedek's priesthood and also about Jesus and how he relates to that. And he does that a little bit, but he gives them a bit of a rebuke, knowing what they are like. Because if you look at chapter 5, verse 11, he says, "Of whom," he's referring to Melchizedek, "we have many things to say." I have so many things I want to tell you about Melchizedek and his priesthood. But he goes on to say, "and hard to be uttered." These things are hard for me to explain, and also they're hard to be understood. And he gives the reason why this is the case. "Seeing ye are dull of hearing." They had a problem. They were dull of hearing. But this wasn't with their physical ears. This was a spiritual problem. Now, we shouldn't assume that all of them had this problem, but there was certainly enough for the writer to be concerned when he writes to this group of people. Interesting thing is, though, where it says, seeing ye are dull of hearing, it could quite easily be translated, seeing ye have become dull of hearing. And from the context, we get the idea that this is the case. They weren't always like this. The writer expected them to be far more mature than what they were. He expected them to know and understand far more than what they did. He thought they would be at the point where they could understand these rich, deep, wonderful things about Melchizedek. But as he found out, he realized that they weren't up to that point because they had become dull of hearing. And so he was disappointed with them. And he knew the reason was spiritual deafness. And brethren, as I stopped and considered this week, the reality is that's a problem that every Christian faces at times. We experience it long term, maybe we experience it short term, but we can begin in our Christian life and be so zealous. We can learn, we can grow, we can make stands for the Lord, and we can continue, but we never reach our full potential. As the years go by, we stagnate and we stop learning. And the reason is because we get deaf spiritually. And for many Christians, they have sat week after week in services like this. Morning service, evening service. They come out to Wednesday night Bible study and prayer meeting. They regularly have their quiet times, but they haven't heard anything. And they've been through that formality of coming to church and reading their Bible, but it hasn't gone into their soul and transformed them, and they really haven't heard anything, and they haven't grown at all. And maybe that's you today. You've been coming to church for years. You've heard lots of messages. You've read lots of the Bible, but you haven't actually grown. And you know it. Well, maybe the reason is that you are suffering spiritual deafness. You've become dull of hearing and you haven't even realized it. As I said, oftentimes when you're losing your hearing, you don't realize that you are. You think it's somebody else's problem. You know, Pastor Mitchell, his messages are getting really hard to understand lately. He's very confusing. I can't get anything out of his messages. And it's his problem, not yours. Or I read the Bible, but God just doesn't seem to want to speak to me anymore. Yet he's been speaking a lot. You just haven't been hearing him because you have been getting dull of hearing. Well, if that's the case, the good news is we discover here in this little passage, in these couple of verses, there is a spiritual hearing test. I don't know if you've had people say, hey, I think you need to go and get your hearing checked, and you've gone down to one of those places. There's a free place down at there used to be at Kangaroo Flat. They put you into a little booth and they put those things on you, and then they send out little signals to see if you can hear certain things. And then you find out, hey, you've got a real problem or you don't have a problem. Well, good thing is there's a hearing test to see if you have a problem listening and hearing what God has to say, if you're like these people or not. Because in these verses, there are certain things that describe a Christian who is spiritually dull of hearing. And so let's do the test and see if you've got a problem. And maybe that's why you haven't been hearing God speak to you lately, or you haven't really been changing. And so the first thing we see in verse 12 is someone who is dull of hearing spiritually never learns. It says there in verse 12, for the time you ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And so this was a group of Christians who at the stage in their life should have been able to teach the basics of the things of God, yet they needed to be taught it all over again. They hadn't learned anything. Now that's a problem. I was trying to think of someone that maybe is in year 10. The only name coming to my mind is Naomi. Sorry, Naomi. Just say this year, Olivet has an open day. And Phil, Georgina, think, we'll go and see Naomi working away in year 10. And they go into the senior room and she's not there. Oh, she's not in this room. You have to go into the other room for Naomi. Oh. So they go in and it says, welcome to preps. And they go in and you got all these little preps sitting around, those little tables and little chairs, and Naomi's sitting there too, and she's colouring in the letter J, you know, J. And the teacher goes, we think she'll get right through the ABCs this year. We're hopeful. And she's still hasn't actually learnt the ABCs. I'm sure Phil and Georgina probably would be going and asking Phil what's going, Steve, what's going wrong here, but you think, she should be well past the ABCs by now. She should be at a point where she can actually teach the ABCs, not having to still learn them. And they'd probably wonder, she's probably got a learning disability or she really has a hearing problem. She's not hearing what's being taught. Well, that's the frustration that this writer had to the readers. It was like they were still sitting around the prep tables of the Christian faith. And they only wanted to learn the basics of the Christian life. And they not only hadn't learnt it, they still needed to be taught it. And they couldn't teach anyone else when they should have been at a stage where they could teach those things. The fact that Christ is the only atonement for sin. The fact that Jesus is the Son of God and that He is the Creator. These are the basics of the Christian faith. Yet the writer had to go through all these things again with them. Because they hadn't learnt them or they had forgot them. Now, I'm not a school teacher, but I suspect if you have to teach a child the concept of something in math maybe, and you spend quite a lot of time doing that, and then the next day they ask you how to solve that same problem again, so you go over it, and then they ask you the same question again the day after, and the day after, you'd have to start to wonder, do they have a problem with their hearing? Is anything going to get in? Yet it's not a problem just for children. It can be a problem for Christians, adult Christians. We don't listen, so we don't learn. Can I ask you, how long have you been saved? Would you be able to say, I've been saved 5 years. I've been saved 10 years. I've been saved 20 years, 30 years. How long have you actually been saved? Well, despite the years that you've been saved, regardless of that, would you say that you're still a prep when it comes to being a Christian? Or have you at least got into the primary school? You should be, if you've been saved for a lot of years, you should be a mature Christian as you've heard, listened, and allowed it to change your life. You know, it's true, we never stop learning. So we're never going to feel as though we know everything, but we should be able to teach because we've learned. You should be able to teach children the basics. You should be able to teach your own children the basics if you've been saved for quite a number of years. But the reality is it's not just learning the Bible stories and the basics of the faith. It should be experiential knowledge as well. And I think that's where a lot of people get things wrong. You know, if we were to flip over to chapter 10 and 11, which I won't, we would see how the writer begins to talk about the practical side of the Christian faith. How true growth and true knowledge of God is putting into practice the things that you have learned and been taught, where you actually trust God for the circumstances, the everyday circumstances in life. I've learnt this, and now I'm going to trust that God's word is right, and I'm going to put it into practice. And then when you see God do a wonderful thing and fulfill his promises, you grow in your faith. Yes, it's true. What God says there is true. And so then when that opportunity comes again, you step out in faith, knowing what you learnt last time, and you grow even more in your faith. That's what learning and growing in the Christian life is all about. But isn't it true that oftentimes it seems as though we have to be retaught the same things over and over again? You know, the Lord teaches you the basics of prayer and reading God's word. Yet as time goes by, you need to be retaught that very same thing because you've stopped doing it. That's not learning. That's having to slip back to the preps when you should be in year 10. Or the Lord teaches you the basics of trusting that he knows best in all circumstances. Yet when a new circumstance comes where you have to trust the Lord, it's like you have to be retaught that you can trust the Lord again and again and again. You never seem to learn. Or the Lord teaches you the vanity of a particular sin, and you learn it and you have victory over it, only to find that is in time goes by, you become dull of hearing, and you have to be convinced of the vanity of that very same sin again. And it seems like you've learnt nothing. You know, the fact is, someone who's dull of hearing doesn't learn the basics. And even though, considering the time that you've been saved, you should be at a point where you can teach others the victory over sin and how to grow in the Lord and the things that you have learned, you need to be taught again. That's a sign that you are dull of hearing if you're never learning. So with that in mind, how's your hearing? Can you look back in the last year, 5 years, and say, well, I have learnt. I've learnt lessons, I've grown, I've understood, I've been changing. Or are you still back in the preps when you should have been further ahead? Understand that just coming to church won't help you to learn. You see, it's not a passive thing. You just don't come to church and it absorbs into you. It's actually, you have to listen to what's being said. You don't zone out and think of something else. You listen and you consider those things. You might go home and put it in the practice. You do what you need to do in order to grow in the Christian faith. Otherwise, you'll never learn anything despite how many years you've been getting taught. And so that's the first thing we learn here of someone who is dull of hearing. They never learn. Second thing that we learn of someone who is dull of hearing is a little bit different, and that is they only want milk. Now, how can that be a sign of being dull of hearing? Let me explain as we go on. Verse 12, let's read it again. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Tell me if this makes sense. You're a young lady. Maybe an older lady, don't want to put an age on it. You meet Mr. Right. Well, you think it's Mr. Right. He takes you out on your first date to a lovely restaurant. He pushes the chair in for you, sits down, calls the waiter. What would you like? You tell him. And it all comes, and you're thinking, This is someone who is so mature. Someone that I could follow and trust. And then when you get your meal, he slips down, pulls out from his bag a little baby's bottle. And he starts drinking on his little baby's bottle. Now, if that was the case, you'd start to think, hey, wait a minute. There's something seriously wrong here. This guy really needs to grow up. He looked really good until you saw what he likes to eat. You might even think, he really should have listened to his parents, that he needs to start expanding on what he wants to eat in life and various things. So we can see, now that's ridiculous. You know that someone has a real problem there. Yet how often is that what Christians are? Now you could apply that to if you want to marry someone and they only want milk in the Word of God as well. You might wonder, is there someone I should be wanting to follow and trust at this stage? Because the Word of God tells us that the basics of the Christian life are like milk. But then there are deeper things in the Word of God that is referred to as meat. And there's no doubt it's lovely to have the milk of God's Word. I love hearing about salvation. I love hearing about heaven and what it's going to be like. I love hearing about how God loves me. But if that's all I want to do and I don't want to expand my appetite, I'm never really going to mature in the Lord. And too many Christians come to church to be fed and they sit there and they want me or any pastor to pop in a little baby bottle and suck on this today. Nice, simple, easy stuff. But if it's something that they have to stop and consider and chew over in their mind, maybe have to go home and study out, oh, I'm not interested in that, so they switch off. Oh, that's too hard to understand. And they switch off. And so they become dull of hearing. I don't want to learn that. You know, that might be fine for someone who's newly saved. But if that's been you, and you've been saved for 5, 10 years, and you're still saying, oh, that's just too hard to understand, I just like easy stuff, well, then you're dull of hearing, and you're never going to grow. You know, when we do look at maybe meatier things, doctrine, things that you have to stop and consider, do you love it? You say, yeah, I love getting my teeth into those sort of things. Or do you think, oh, it's just too hard, I just don't want to listen. And you start thinking about something else. Well, those we know who are physically losing their hearing, they can hear the loud noises, can't they? But they miss out on those sweet, intricate sounds of beauty. And it's the same when someone's spiritually losing their hearing. They hear the loud, basic things, but they miss out on those intricate little things found in the Word of God. Now, we'll tell you something else that you may not have noticed, and this sort of blows this whole message apart. The word dull, where it says dull of hearing, doesn't really mean less hearing. It actually means being sluggish or lazy or slothful. And so you are sluggish in hearing. Now that can either be you're sitting there, the Word of God's being preached or you're reading it, but you're sluggish in your thinking. Or it can mean you've heard it, you've been challenged, but you're sluggish in putting it into practice. Oh, I couldn't be bothered doing that. And so the Lord pricks your heart and He challenges you about something as you're reading in your quiet time or as you come to church, and He pricks you that you need to be praying more or reading more, or you should be witnessing more, or you should be loving your spouse more, or you should be submitting to authority more, or you should be kinder or loving or forgiving or whatever it is. You know God's speaking to you, but then you leave, go home, and nothing changes. How many years have you been doing that here? You've heard, you've been pricked, but you never change. Why does that happen? I'll tell you what happens. You're dull of hearing. If you're a parent, you'll know this. Have you ever had your child sitting there playing something? I was going to say little Johnny, but I can't. There's too many Johnnies here. Little Barry. Hey, little Barry, can you go and unstack the dishwasher? And they sit there and they're still playing. Barry, you going to go and unstack the dishwasher? And it's like they don't hear you. And you start to wonder, do they have a hearing problem? Or are they just being downright lazy? I know what you're saying, but I don't want to do it, so I'm just going to pretend I didn't hear it. How often does that happen when God speaks to us? I know what you're saying, but I'm going to pretend I didn't hear it because I don't want to do it. Well, that's what being dull of hearing is like. And so that's another test. Not just do you not learn, but do you just want to stick with the basic things because you don't want to delve into the deep things? Because the reality is, when it comes to the meat of God's word, it takes effort. It might mean some personal Bible study at home. It might mean occupying your mind with the things of God during the day rather than the things of the world. It might mean turning the radio off or putting the book down or turning the TV off and studying God's word for a while. But that seems too hard, so you just don't do it. Wanting to just feed on milk is a sign that you're dull of hearing. Now there's one more test. And that is, someone who is dull of hearing doesn't know how to discern between good and evil. Verse 14, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use, using God's word, have their senses exercised. And so you get to learn how to discern both good and evil. And so what we learn here from God's word is, in the Christian life, you hear something and you learn it and it starts to change you and you start to grow and you learn more and more and you become, it says there, your senses are exercised. You get to hear things better and feel things better, and you can determine what is right and what is wrong in the Christian life. But if you're someone that sits there, never listens, never hears, never learns, never grows, you're not going to be able to tell the difference if something is wrong or right. And so if you see a Christian doing some very foolish or evil things and you ask them about it and they say, I can't see anything wrong with it, that's someone that's been either is very young in the Lord and they haven't learned, or it's someone that is very dull of hearing. One of the two. You know, when you're a child or when you haven't been taught, you don't know the difference between what's safe and what's dangerous. You got little children, you know, they're happy to pick up a razor blade. A razor blade. I think I might chew that. Right? They don't know. They haven't been taught. Or they'll pick up a biscuit. Biscuit. I think I'll chew on that. You have to help them to know what's dangerous and what's not. Now, if you've got a 15-year-old and they go, razor blade. I think I might chew on that. They really haven't been listening to you as you've been trying to teach them the dangers of certain things. And so if you have a Christian and they see something and they go, I think I'll chew on that or enjoy that. And they have been taught many times how wrong that is or how dangerous it is, that is someone who is dull of hearing. And young people, or young in the Lord, when you scoff at the warning of those who have heard and have learnt and have grown, and you scoff at their warning and say, that is a dangerous path to start, that is a dangerous thing to get involved in, that is wrong or dangerous, and you scoff at it, chances are you're the one that hasn't learnt or you're dull of hearing. Listen to those. who give you those warnings. The danger for many Christians, though, is you can grow in the Christian life, and then you start to grow dull of hearing as you get older. And then you start to see things that you once thought were wrong, and you think, oh, I don't think they're that bad after all. And you start doing it. One thing I have learnt, though, is over time, sinful things never get better. But Christians do get dull of hearing. And we start to convince ourselves that things aren't as bad as what they were. You know, has the life of sanctification and being unspotted by the world increased in years or decreased? How well have you been hearing the Lord lately? Is He loud and clear? Or do you find that God's voice and His convictions been muffled lately? Or very distant lately? Or you don't even hear Him anymore? Or don't blame the preacher. Don't blame the Lord. Don't blame the Holy Spirit. Blame yourself. So let me start with the same question. How's your hearing? Have you been hearing God and what He's been saying to you lately? Maybe for years? Well, that's the test. Have you been learning? You can see changes? Have you been maturing where you love the milk, but you've been growing and wanting and desiring the meat of God's Word as well? Have you actually been more sensitive to wicked things? Or have you been desensitized? Or you could just put it down to one question. Have you been hearing the Lord speak to you lately? Or has it been very quiet and silent? Well, you could be dull of hearing, and you need to start working on that. You might even need some hearing aids, someone to help you along the way until you can hear properly again. It's a problem we need to be aware of. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank You that You have told us You want to have fellowship with us. You want to speak to us. You want to commune with us. You want to be our shepherd. Yet, Lord, sometimes we not just lose sight of the shepherd, we don't hear Your call. I pray that, Lord, our hearts will be softened as we start this year. We'll have a passion and desire to hear You. Hear You loud and clear. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.